This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A part of the doctor's job is to be the advocate for the patient, to push for what's in their best interest and respect their autonomy. In other words, their right to make their own decisions. Saturday was the third time I had seen Mrs. Laszlo, and it took me 3 visits to convince myself that she was not telling me the truth. She had a history of seizures, and she was requesting a note from me for the Department of Motor Vehicles. She wanted me to say that she had not had seizures in more than 5 years. In fact, her record showed that 6 months ago, she had received a seizure medication refill from my colleague. The first time I saw her, she was bruised and had broken her front tooth. She told me she was mugged. I believed her, but asked her to come back in a few weeks for a follow-up. The second time, she came in with new injuries. She denied any personal violence or dysfunctional relationships. She said she had just been careless and tripped. Studies show that about 85% of patients admit to concealing or not completely being honest with information to their doctors, and a third claim to have outright lied to their doctor. Unfortunately, it is not uncommon that the patient ends up sabotaging their own medical care. In this case, she was out of seizure medication and had boxed herself in so she couldn't ask for any more. There are many reasons that patients may wish to deceive their doctors. A recent patient tried to convince me that she was far sicker than she was because it was cold and rainy, and she was hoping to be hospitalized so she could obtain shelter and warmth and perhaps some food in the hospital. Others deceive to obtain special privileges such as disability placards. These lies or fibs often place the doctor in an uncomfortable role where we need to deny a patient access to the hospital or access to that special service or a drug they want. There are times the doctor has to disagree with the patient's own assessment of their ailment because the objective evidence contradicts the patient. For example, a recent patient claimed he was in so much pain he couldn't bend his back or even lift his legs to walk. He insisted that only a narcotic would relieve his pain. But after his exam, when he was pulling on his pants, he dropped a quarter on the floor. Momentarily forgetting his story, he easily bent down and picked up the coin. Our job is to be advocates for our patients, but we also have a moral and professional integrity we need to uphold. But it's hard to say no. It was on the third visit that Mrs. Laszlo's daughter pulled me aside and told me that she had been having lots of seizures. So I politely told Mrs. Laszlo I would not be able to write her a note for motor vehicles, but I would gladly refill her anti-seizure medication. Well, Mrs. Laszlo, in a not very polite manner, left the office screaming not very polite four-letter words and stepped into the driver's seat of her car. Okay, now what was my duty? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.